We are really excited about this website. What is online right now is the first phase. And so what it shows is for 9 common non-emergency procedures, things like colonoscopies, mammograms, things that you would have time to shop around for and look at different prices. It shows the average price paid by Medicaid at each of the state's 44 hospitals. So you as a user could go in and say, I'm interested in getting a mammogram. I'm in Santa Fe County. What are my options and what is the average price paid by Medicaid for that procedure?
So that lets customers do a rundown. It's like, well, it's going to cost me so much to do in, say, Portales, I should drive to Albuquerque or something like that.
That's the idea. And because this is the initial phase, it only includes the Medicaid prices. And so if you are on a private insurance, such as Blue Cross Blue Shield or Presbyterian, you would want to do some follow-up questions. But it does give you a starting point and allows you to see relatively, at least within the Medicaid prices, which hospitals are charging less on average than which other ones.
And I understand this will, in the future anyway, reflect prices that are broader than just the Medicaid prices.
Exactly. We were able to start with Medicaid because that's run through the state. It's the State Human Services Department oversees Medicaid, and so we had access to that information, and it was relatively easy for the State Health Department to get that up online. The challenge with the prices paid for private insurance is that New Mexico has historically never collected that information. It's a relatively newer trend for states to capture the prices people are paying for health care and trying to get that out and make that transparent. So a number of states, I believe it's over 20 now, have created what are called all-payer claims databases. And it's just a database that's held privately within the state that collects the prices paid for every procedure that an insurance claim is filed on. And then that would allow the state to create averages and say, on average, folks with Presbyterian insurance are paying this much for a colonoscopy at this hospital. And that's where we really want to get to, because if you have an insurance policy with a high deductible, which is getting more and more common, that money is coming right out of your pocket. And so you want to see if it's $500 at one hospital and $1,500 at another. That's very important information.
You bet it is. How soon will all this information, what's the crystal ball say in terms of getting all this information compiled and publicized?
Well, we are working closely with the Department of Health on that. We don't have a date at this time. Essentially, what we're trying to do is find some funding to get an all-payer claims database set up and going. The Department of Health has said they'd like to do that. There's been a big stakeholder process working on what that should look like and what it should include. It's really just a matter of getting some of the funding and political will behind it to try and do that. So we have a call to action on our website where folks can email their legislators and the governor and encourage them to get behind this effort as well.
Will legislation be considered this session? Do you foresee doing this?
We think, you know, there is some new funding available, and perhaps some of that could be put towards an all-payer claims database. It's something that could be done by regulation. There's already a broad statutory authority for the health department to collect price information. They would need to write some regulations to specify exactly how it's going to work. And there are good models in other states to follow, which is always nice.
Tell us a little bit about Think New Mexico's role in this entire process. I understand it started in 2014 with the Think New Mexico report, making healthcare more affordable. Tell us about the road from there.
It did. So Think New Mexico takes on a new topic just about every year. And in 2014, there was a lot of news coverage about just how unaffordable healthcare is getting, especially with the increase in high deductible policies. People are paying more and more out of pocket for their healthcare. And the problem is it's like shopping blindfolded. You don't know in advance what a procedure is going to cost. And so if it's a non-emergency procedure, folks in the health insurance industry say, you know, you need to shop around to get the best price. Well, you don't know, have the information to do that. So in 2014, we researched and put out our report and essentially recommended making prices transparent for people so that if it's a healthcare procedure they can shop around for, they would have that information to say, what does it cost at different places? What are the quality metrics, you know, readmission rates at different hospitals? So they have the information they need to be smart healthcare consumers. So we presented that to the legislature. We had terrific sponsors, Senator Jerry Ortiz-Pino from Albuquerque, Senator Sander Rue from Rio Rancho, introduced a bill essentially to create this transparency website, and it was modeled on efforts in a number of other states. The first two were Maine and New Hampshire, and they have excellent websites where you can go in and see what's the average price based on my insurance at the nearest hospitals to me. So that was it. That was in 2015 that the legislation was introduced, and it passed both the Senate and House unanimously. So it showed the strong political support for this.
So presumably there'll be strong political support for making a budgetary line item for increasing with the information on the website.
We're hopeful that there will be. It was interesting in our conversations with legislators how many of them had personal stories about getting hit with shocking bills after healthcare procedures or after their family members had those. I think this is almost one of those universal experiences that most Americans have had of being surprised by the cost of healthcare and not knowing that in advance and not having the ability to try and save money by going to the less expensive option.
And Christina, as this website gets developed, how can New Mexicans best use it, utilize the information that's available there?
Well, we think it would be great for folks to get on there now, check it out, see sort of this initial phase, and send feedback to the health department or to us and let us know what they'd like to see. But ultimately, once their information is on, you can just log on to that. We've got it linked from our website and from the Department of Health website. And they can just very easily say, this is the procedure I'm interested in looking at. These are the counties that I'm interested in comparing, because we assume folks won't want to drive too far. So say if you're in Santa Fe, you might look at Santa Fe County, Bernalillo County. And then you can get those nice average prices. It's very clean and user-friendly setup.
And what do we know about healthcare transparency websites and healthcare costs in states where they're already utilized?
One of the interesting things is that we see when you pull back this veil of secrecy, prices actually tend to come down a bit because people are able to compare and say, why would I go to the more expensive option? So in our 2014 report, we talk about a study by the University of Chicago that found that common elective medical procedures decreased by about 7% in price once the transparency website came online. So a hip transplant on average came down about $2,800 because patients were able to shop around, and frankly, hospitals and doctors were able to look at these price discrepancies and say, wow, I'm out of line. We need to get our prices down.
And Christina, what else should we know about healthcarecompare.com?
I think the key thing is just go take a look at it for yourselves. One of the most important ways we're going to make the website better is to have average New Mexicans take a look at it, see what works, see what doesn't, and then let us know so we can keep improving it.
Christina Fisher is Associate Director of Think New Mexico. The website address, again, is nmhealthcarecompare.com, part of the New Mexico Department of Health.